Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
Lather, rinse, repeat. Keith Antone, how are you, my friend?
He is not fine. The reason we have instructions.
I didn't say he was the reason. What Senator Kennedy said is they're the reason.
Thank you.
We have instructions.
Hi, Trish. Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be in here to see you. Your smiles and feel the love of Trump in the room. I just feel the love.
See, he didn't say he was happy to see my smile.
No,
he said he was happy
not.
To see your smiles.
Yeah, I'm happy to see their smiles.
That's kind of sexist.
Well,
Might just be personal. Yeah.
So you've been having fun the last couple days or what?
Yeah, I have.
I bet you have.
Yeah, I've been had a lot of family up from all around the country and in town this weekend.
Good.
So, like you, I got a daughter. I'm going to walk down the aisle here soon. Aww. And so, it's been fun.
Now, I'm too young for that to happen. I'm not quite sure how this has happened so fast, but do you feel that way too? How did this sneak up on you?
Well, you know, I know at one time, I mean, I have three daughters. See, I have three daughters.
Right.
And she's the youngest, and so she's the first. And I told them to hurry up and get this over with.
She's the youngest and the first, huh? Wow.
Yeah, so this will be interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's good to get you in studio, Keith. And you heard the sound bites there. CBS had somehow managed to get an exclusive with the squad, which I'm not allowed to use the word squad to describe our group here in the morning, I'm told.
I don't want any comparison.
I'm not cool enough.
The problem. Not only do I not like the word.
My son throws that word around all the time. It's a millennial thing, I think, right?
It must be.
Squad.
It must be.
Going to hang out with squad this weekend.
Wow.
But anyway.
I don't think you're using
Nobody
it right.
Says it
no,
like
that's
that.
What he says.
He doesn't
I'm
say
hanging
the
out
squad.
With squad.
He doesn't say the squad, just squad.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard that correctly.
Okay. Maybe not.
Okay, maybe not.
So what do you think about the squad, Keith?
Well, I mean, I think that they are four women of color that certainly they seem to be a little further left than a lot of the Democrats that
a
are there.
A little?
Well,
what's
okay.
your definition of a little?
Well, a little, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, you'll probably say they're really, really left, but I think that what they are is that they bring youth and they bring some ideals. They bring different view for the Democratic Party, and that they've certainly been exciting characters since they've been there, and they've said some things and they've done some things that especially those on the far right don't agree with. But I do think that they bring a very interesting viewpoint and they represent a lot of minorities in this country. So it's not just those four. I mean, they represent from the areas that they're from. They represent a great deal of people who feel and support them because they got voted in. I mean, they're elected. They weren't selected. They were elected,
you know, by people in one slim congressional district somewhere, and they act like they represent all of America. I just want to ask you a question about something. Play cut 30 for me, please. Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Detroit, Michigan.
There's a kind of a calming feeling I always tell folks when I think of the Holocaust and the tragedy of the Holocaust and the fact that it was my ancestors, Palestinians, who lost their land and some lost their lives. All of it was in the name of trying to create a safe haven for Jews.
So a lot of people perceived Rashida Tlaib's comments about that, the fact that she has a yellow post-it note over Israel on a map of the Middle East in her office with the word Palestine written on it as anti-Semitic. What's the difference between somebody who's anti-Semitic and somebody who's racist?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. So, you know, I think that, you know, when you say anti-Semitic, I mean, I can't speak for her. I'm not asking you to defend
everything. I'm just saying that the president's been called out and been called a racist. She said things that people described as anti-Semitic. They couldn't get the House of Representatives to come forward and condemn her for what she said, but they were all happy for political reasons to jump on board and condemn the president yesterday.
Well, and I'm not here again to say that he is a racist, but he has said some racially charged comments since he's been in office. It started out with, the claim that President Obama was not born in the U.S. He talked about the Mexican immigrants, that they're racist and murderers. He talked about African countries being S-hole countries. He's talked about the Central Park Five, bring back the death penalty. Very fine people on both sides of the Charlottesville rally. On the NFL protesters, he talked about get those SOBs off the field. I mean, this guy has said some racially charged things, and I've said it, and I might have said it on this show, if not on the Dave Glover show, that I don't think that he's a racist, but I think he says things that get racist and people who are his party charged up, and he gets them amped up. I think he says some very, very mean things. I think he attacks people. He's attacked lesbians and the gay community. He's I just don't think he's right for the office. The highest office in the land of the most powerful country in the greatest country in the world. I just think he's done some things, Mark.
But despite all that, you said you're not willing to call him a racist. Can you hang around with us for a minute?
Yeah.
Let me get to a break here, and we're going to come back and kind of flesh this out a little bit. I think it's interesting because a lot of those are the talking points I know of the left on these things that he's supposedly done that are so offensive. And Donald Trump's done. He attacks people that he perceives to be against his policies or what he's trying to accomplish, regardless of the color of their skin or their ethnicity or their religion. I mean, he's done. If he thinks you're trying to stop him from achieving what he's trying to, that's what he attacks. I think that it crosses color lines and all of that. But we're going to talk to Keith Antone. He's my guest. 314-241-9797. We're back after this.
Yes, the president made an unforced error, I would say that, and that tweet telling the women to go back to places from which they came. Three of the four were born in America. But the idea that he's hitting them because they're people or women of color is just absurd. I mean, who doesn't Trump hit? I mean, he was hitting Paul Ryan last week. He's hitting them because their views, in his mind, and I think the mind of millions of Americans, are insanely radical.
All right, back here on the bottom line with the Keith Antone, who's my guest. Here's why I think Laura Ingraham is correct in that, Keith. For 8 years under the reign of Barack Obama, people said if you didn't like Barack Obama, you didn't like him because of the color of his skin. And when he ran for that office, I met Barack Obama when he was a newly elected senator in the state of Illinois. Gracious man. He was just endearing. He was very, very disarming to meet in person. Nice guy. I never had anything against him. I didn't care what color his skin was. If Hillary Clinton had managed to pull off that election in 2007, I would have disliked her for the same reason, because of her policies. All four of these women who were in the squad want to take us down a path to socialism. And I know that you're an old school Democrat and you don't believe in some of this stuff where people try to sell you on the fact that everything's free. And that's what the president was talking about, that we've got a great system in this country that is going to be destroyed if we go down the path to socialism. If you don't like our country, if you don't like our capitalist system, get out. You still think that was race?
Well, I do think it was race. I do think it was racially charged, and he attacked, and he's a lot of things. I mean, to say that, I mean, that right there, as an African American, I have had that said to me, and especially in my generation, and you know, I'm in my 50s, and it does mean it is came out of the mouth of racist people. He may not be a racist, as I said earlier, but he says a lot of racist and racially charged things. To tell people to go back and to get out the country, where was that policy, Mark? I mean, to tell them to go back to where you come from. I mean, three of the four were born here, and then and all four of them are Americans, and all four of them were elected to come and serve in Congress. And for me, that right there was not only mean-spirited to attack them. He wasn't attacking their policies. Not once have I heard or seen in any of the tweets anything about their policies or what they support. Not any of it.
Well, he put up a link yesterday to some of the outrageous things that they've said about Palestine and the Holocaust and all of this. The Green New Deal, he's referred to, Medicare for all, free college. These are all policies that would bankrupt this country. We can't afford this stuff. Bernie Sanders, who the last time I checked is as white as I am, he's for these same things. Elizabeth Warren is for these same things. These are the folks who basically the squad has become the speaker of the Democratic Party. AOC, basically more people pay attention to her and follow her on social media than Nancy Pelosi. At some point, the Democratic Party is going to have to own up to the fact that the policies of some of these folks on the left, regardless of their skin color, is not sustainable for this country. That's a threat.
Well, just like you said, ALC has more followers on social media. So there is an audience for that. There is an audience for this hatred and for this stuff that Trump spews out. There's an he has an audience. He has a base that they believe it, and they are jumping up and down. And then the Republicans are filing in and getting behind it because on a couple of days ago there was about 11. I think I counted 11 Republicans that came out and against the tweets and said no. But yesterday on the party line vote, only four were with the Democrats. When they voted to condemn, and shame on
those four, in my opinion, because this was a purely politically motivated act.
It was
to try to embarrass the president leading into the 2020 election, so they can all go back and write a campaign spot that says this president was condemned by the House of Representatives. It should have been a party line vote, just like Obamacare should have been a party line vote.
Yeah,
it was done for pure politics.
Well,
and you can argue that what the president said was done for pure politics because he's trying to make a political point, but I still disagree. I think the race, in this case, the race thing is an excuse.
Well, and there's where we agree to disagree. I think that it was purely he was playing to his base, and he says and does things. I got to give this guy credit. I mean, he is a master of controlling the narrative. He is a master at controlling the news cycle and keeping it out there. I mean, thanks to Twitter. Thank God for Twitter, because he has used this very, very, very wisely and to his benefit, to where he didn't have to have the news, folks. He didn't have to
run.
You know,
I gotta,
okay.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
Thanks, Keith.